Thank you for joining the cosmetic dermatology community with our audiocast on fillers and combination cosmetic therapy. Dr. Jenny C. Hu is a procedural dermatology fellow in the Division of Dermatology at the David Geffen School of Medicine at the University of California in Los Angeles. Dr. Hu will be speaking today about fillers and laser or light therapies used in combination for facial rejuvenation. Dr. Hu, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for the invitation. Scientific advancements in devices and medical cosmetic therapeutics have allowed for non-invasive cosmetic modalities such as dermal fillers, botulinum toxin, and lasers to replace surgical procedures as first-line cosmetic rejuvenation techniques. Because these cosmetic procedures are non-invasive, they have less risk associated with them as compared to the surgical cosmetic procedures, and there is also less downtime for the patients as well. The use of combination cosmetic therapy with botulinum toxin A, dermal fillers, and laser or light therapies can be used effectively to achieve optimal rejuvenation by targeting the different aspects that contribute to the aging process, which include volume loss, lightage, pigmentary changes, and vascular changes. During the audiocast, I will be referring to the use of botulinum toxin A as well as dermal fillers in different areas of the face. However, it is important to note that the current U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved botulinum toxin type A products is used for moderate to severe glabellar lines, and the Food and Drug Administration approved uses of hyaluronic acids as well as other dermal fillers is for moderate to severe facial rachitis and folds such as the nasolabial folds. There has been more focus on the combination of fillers to be used in combination with the botulinum toxin A, as well as laser or light therapies to achieve optimal rejuvenation by targeting the different aspects that contribute to the aging process. Many practitioners have used the combination of hyaluronic acid fillers in addition to botulinum toxin A to achieve more optimal rejuvenation. The current U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved botulinum toxin type A products for temporary improvement of the appearance of moderate to severe glabellar lines include onobotulinum toxin A, avobotulinum toxin A, and incobotulinum toxin A. The use of botulinum toxin A, in addition to hyaluronic acid fillers, is particularly useful in areas where repetitive muscular contractions have contributed to rachitis having both static and dynamic components. Whereas botulinum toxin A is used to prevent dynamic muscular contractions from further worsening static rachitis formation, the hyaluronic acid filler fills in the rachitis or furrow itself. This combination can be used to treat areas such as horizontal forehead lines, crow's feet, and perioral fine lines. Although the hyaluronic acid fillers are FDA approved for moderate to severe facial rachitis and folds such as the nasolabial folds, aging in the infraorbital area can also be improved with filler injections to this area into the tear trough deformity. The addition of botulinum toxin A can also further enhance perioral rejuvenation. Hypertrophy of the pretarsal orbicularis oculi muscle can result in reduction of the eye opening, further adding to the perception of sagging of the lower eyelid. Botulinum toxin A can be injected just below by several millimeters below the lower eyelid margin along the mid-pupillary line to improve the lower eyelid contour. However, this should not be performed in patients with lower eyelid laxity as this may cause further laxity and result in scleral show. The combination of botulinum toxin A and dermal fillers can also be used for shaping the eyebrow. Botulinum toxin A is used to block the depressors of the brow, which include the depressor supercilii and orbicularis oculi muscles. Then, a hyaluronic acid filler can be injected in the area of the lateral brow fat pad just below the lateral eyebrow along the superior orbital rim to further enhance the lateral brow lift and the appearance of brow fullness. The combination of botulinum toxin A and dermal fillers can also be used for lower face rejuvenation. Traditionally, lower facial rejuvenation had focused on replacing volume loss with dermal fillers. But the addition of botulinum toxin A can be used to control excess muscular contraction in the lower face that contributes to the aging process. Botulinum toxin A can be injected bilaterally into the posterior aspect of the depressor anguli oris muscle just above the mandible to further improve the downturn at the corners of the mouth as well as in each side of the mentalis muscle to weaken its contribution to the mental trees, and in the upper and lower lips to help improve perioral rightage that may be worsened by contraction of the orbicularis oris muscle. However, the injector must be careful to not inject too much botulinum toxin type A in these areas or inject into inappropriate muscles, as these may result in impaired facial movement. Laser or light therapies used in combination with dermal fillers or botulinum toxin A also allows for more global aesthetic improvement in facial aging. Laser or light therapies help further minimize additional signs of facial aging, including fine lines and rightage, pigmentation, and vascular changes seen in chronically sun-damaged skin. Patients undergoing non-invasive facial rejuvenation often prefer to have multiple cosmetic procedures performed at one time to minimize downtime. However, there have been concerns regarding whether the heat generated in the dermis by laser or light therapies could possibly reduce the efficacy of dermal fillers or lead to more rapid degradation. Therefore, many practitioners will perform filler injections either after laser or light therapy or wait several days after filler injection to administer light or laser therapy. In conclusion, the introduction of innovative, non-invasive cosmetic procedures has revolutionized how physicians are able to rejuvenate aging skin.